to talk nice and loud now so people can hear you. Hold on.
No quiet stuff.
Well, as many as you
can. You hear her?
No.
You gotta be louder.
Well, as many of you know, I was adopted into a Christian home when I was 8 years old. I came to church with my family and heard the gospel message a lot of times. But I didn't understand it until I was almost 11. One Saturday during summer, when my dad was going for a walk, I asked if I could go along with him, and he said yes. While we were walking, I asked him how you could get to heaven, and he went through the plan of salvation. He told me that I was a sinner and that I was on my way to hell, but that Jesus could save me from my sins. When I came home, I was thinking about what he was talking about. The next day, which was Sunday, when it was time for choir, I asked my dad if I could go along with him to drop off my brothers and sisters. While my dad and I were waiting for choir practice to get done, I asked if he could go read my Sunday school story from Mrs. Raines' class. It talked about a boy trying to earn his way to heaven by doing good works and being friendly to people and things like that. When my dad was done reading the story, he asked me, "Do you know how you are going to heaven? Are you saved?" I said that I didn't know how I was getting to heaven, so he explained to me that I was a sinner and I couldn't earn my way to heaven. He told me that Jesus died for me. He told me that I was walking one way and needed to turn the other way, which is to Christ. There in the church parking lot on June 7, 2007, I asked Jesus to forgive me of all my sins that I had done and to come into my heart and to save me, and he did. I know he did because Romans 10:13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Before I got saved, I didn't really like going to church. I didn't really get anything out of the messages. I only did my devotions because I was told to, and I never got anything from the Bible. Now, since I've been saved, I love going to church, because the Lord shows me things I need to change. And when I do my devotions, the Lord speaks to me. I want to do what He wants me to do and not what I want to do. I'm committed to follow the Lord no matter what may happen. I want to be baptized out of the obedience of His word, and I want to become a member of this church so I can serve the Lord in the ways He wants me to. Baptism to me is separation from the world and following the Lord no matter what may happen to me. I'm committed to following Christ no matter what may happen.
Okay, Rachel, so do you know you're saved?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And have you, you've read our covenant and our constitution, and so do you covenant with us to walk with the Lord and for the Lord,
yes.
And you stand with us on God's word?
Yes.
Okay. And you believe that it's God's will for you to be a member of this church?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. All right. Does anybody have any questions for Rachel about her testimony? No one does. Okay. All right. Do we have a motion from the membership to authorize her baptism and upon her baptism to bring her to the fellowship of Mequonago Baptist Church? Mr. Apple makes the motion. Todd Hatchett makes the second. Any discussion, questions? All in favor say signify, all members signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Congratulations. Water's still warm. Okay.